Well, if you're an Indiana corn and soybean producer, you're well aware of the respective checkoff programs that exist here in the state. The Indiana Corn Marketing Council, the Indiana Soybean Alliance, Indiana Turkey has its own checkoff program. And joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Becky Yoniskan. She's not only the president of the Indiana State Poultry Association, but she's also the executive director of the Indiana Turkey Market Development Council. And first of all, Becky, tell us a little bit about the Indiana Turkey Checkoff Program and how that program is helping to grow the value and the awareness of Indiana's turkey producers.
The Turkey Checkoff Program in Indiana, we get a little bit of money for every pound of turkey that's produced here in the state of Indiana. And about 75% of that goes to the National Turkey Federation to help support activities on a national level to advocate for turkey and to support research and development and markets for turkey more broadly. But here in Indiana, we use the remainder of that fund to make sure that people are aware of turkey production here in Indiana. We support research and make those connections between some of our Purdue poultry professors and our turkey growers out in the field to try to build that knowledge and provide support to organizations like FFA and use those funds to be good neighbors and to support Indiana turkey overall.
And Becky, you talk about those efforts to help grow the knowledge of Indiana turkey production. And one of the ways that the funds are being used from the Turkey Checkoff Program here in Indiana is an outstanding website, yourindianaturkeyfarmers.com.
Yes, yourindianaturkeyfarmers.com website is a great landing pad. It's our Indiana-specific landing pad for lots of recipes and information about turkey farming and peanut butter and jelly, the turkeys that went to the White House, you know, all that information is there.
Well, in addition to the website, I understand that the Indiana Turkey Market Development Council also help to promote some of the big events that are taking place to help grow the importance of Indiana turkey producers. For example, there's a big event that's coming to Franklin here later this summer, Becky.
Yes, the National Turkey Federation sponsors a program called Turkey Smoke that helps celebrate and encourage people to consider turkey when they are grilling and barbecuing. And for the second year, we are going to host a turkey smoke event through the Hoosier Barbecue Classic to be hosted in Franklin, Indiana on June 7th and 8th. These are competitions. The Kansas City Barbecue Society organized events. So these are serious barbecue folks, and it's really delicious and interesting to see what they do with our cuts of Indiana turkey.
Chatting with Becky Yoniskan, the president of the Indiana State Poultry Association and executive director of the Indiana Turkey Market Development Council here on Hoosier Ag Today. And you had mentioned Purdue University and their outreach program, their professors trying to educate not just students at their university, but young students across the state about the importance of Indiana turkey. And not too long ago, I had the chance to interview Dr. Elizabeth Karcher. She's a professor of animal sciences with Purdue's College of Agriculture, and their website, PoultryEducationCorner.com, an outstanding resource to help promote Indiana turkey production. And I understand that part of the funding for PoultryEducationCorner.com was also made available through the Indiana Turkey Market Development Council, Becky.
Yes, the Indiana Turkey Market Development Council has been working with Dr. Karcher and a number of other Purdue professors over many years to help support, you know, outreach like that to really help Indiana students get a good look. It's a great STEM lesson to get a good understanding of how turkeys are raised and everything that goes into that. And Dr. Karcher does an amazing job of sharing that information. And yes, some of our turkey farmers helped kind of vet and develop her information. So it is, you know, Indiana turkey farmer approved.
You know, Becky, we talk so much about turkey when it's Thanksgiving time, late November, because that's on the minds of all of us because of that big holiday celebration. But what folks may not realize is that when they walk into, let's say, a Subway, when they walk into a Panera Bread, when they order a bowl of turkey chili at Panera, or if they order a turkey sub at Subway, chances are the turkey lunch meat on that sub or in that turkey chili most likely came from a farm right here in Indiana.
Yes, most Indiana turkey products are marketed as deli lunch meat, premium deli lunch meat. We also have ground products and, you know, other wings and thighs. We do market some whole birds, but the vast majority of our products are those other products that you really can are easier to enjoy throughout the rest of the year as part of regular meals. And I know I always enjoy a turkey sandwich for lunch. So Indiana turkey is with you very much throughout the year, not just Thanksgiving. Our ground turkey is very versatile and just a really easy substitute for a lot of favorite recipes. And then, you know, there are some great new recipes and things to explore on our yourindianaturkeyfarmers.com website as well.
Becky, I want to pivot because not only are you the executive director of the Indiana Turkey Market Development Council, but in your role as president of the Indiana State Poultry Association, you travel extensively on behalf of the Indiana State Poultry Association. And I understand that coming up here in late April, you are going to be part of a USDA trade mission to New Delhi, India. What can you tell me about that trade mission and some of the goals and objectives of you and your team with the Indiana State Poultry Association with that trade mission?
Yes, the National Turkey Federation, USDA, the U.S. Trade Representative, and the U.S. Poultry and Egg Export Council have all put a lot of time and effort into increasing exports to India of both turkey and duck. And they were able to get the tariff on those products reduced from 30% to 5%. And Indiana is the nation's largest producer of duck. We produce 60% of the nation's duck. We're number three in turkey production. So seemed very appropriate that as that door opens, that we be there to greet our Indian customers and explore how our products can, you know, make it to their shores and into their culture and cuisine. So I'm excited to be traveling to India in late April and looking forward to representing Indiana duck and Indiana turkey in that capacity.
And I thought this was absolutely fascinating when you shared this with me off the air, but Mexico, one of the biggest export markets for turkey, right, Becky?
Yes, we export about 20% of Indiana's turkey production to Mexico. Have a really good partner down there that receives fresh turkey products and then transforms them into ready-to-eat meals appropriate to the culture and flavor of Mexico. So they are a very valued, longtime partner.
We mentioned that trade mission to India coming up in late April with the USDA and the U.S. Trade Representative's Office, but you've been part of many other trade missions and other trips outside the U.S. In fact, I know that the ISDA, the Indiana State Department of Agriculture, both Don Lamb and Drew Sherman with ISDA have been on several trips themselves, one to Japan last year to try to export more eggs from Indiana. Other trade missions, I know there's one coming up to South Korea as well. So many great opportunities outside the U.S. to send Indiana turkey and Indiana poultry products and to keep increasing the value of those products, Becky.
Yes, we have incredible ambassadors in our Indiana State Department of Agriculture and also with Indiana Soybean Alliance and Indiana Corn Marketing Council. They have all really seen the potential for poultry to increase, you know, our value or add value to our Indiana corn and soybean products. And they have been out and promoting all of our poultry products for several years. Indiana State Poultry Association has gone in support on some of those missions. And we're going to try to increase our presence and participation there through this trip to India. I've traveled to Colombia, South America, to promote turkey and duck down there. And there have been some great, the American Egg Board is also working hard to increase exports and again, do that value add right here in the state of Indiana. We are the nation's third largest producer of eggs and a lot of our products are well suited to foreign markets.
And Becky, I'm glad that you brought up the Indiana Corn Marketing Council, the Indiana Corn Growers Association, and the Indiana Soybean Alliance, because without Indiana's grain producers, Indiana wouldn't be number three in the U.S. for turkey production.
The plentiful, high-quality feed that we can get here in Indiana, water, climate, experienced growers, all those things, that is why poultry is here. That is why poultry thrives. And yeah, fundamentally, we can't thrive without great feed, and we have it here in Indiana.
And once again, don't forget that website, yourindianaturkeyfarmers.com. That's all one word, yourindianaturkeyfarmers.com. And you can also find that link at our website, HoosierAgToday.com. And Becky Yonaskan, thank you so much for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I certainly appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, CJ. Always a pleasure to visit with you and to celebrate Indiana poultry.